A reading from John 11, 26-32. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
You mentioned 2 days ago how Martha rebuked Jesus for not being there, and here it comes all over again from the sister.
Yeah, it's the expectation. They had been with Jesus enough to become to come to a place where they're expecting him to do these miracles. It's becoming the norm rather than the extraordinary piece of his moving. And she, the one who had the high devotion to Jesus, to live out of the social norm as a woman, rather than being in the kitchen and helping out, which is the appropriate place for women to be, she's at Jesus' feet, which is interesting because Martha says to her, the teacher has come. Doesn't say Jesus has come, doesn't say the servant has come, but the teacher, because that's how Mary identified with him. And she has become so connected to the things that Jesus is doing and saying that she has this high expectancy that Jesus would be there at their most significant time of need.
Are they, in a way, turning Jesus into something other than his mission when they say, you know, they're expecting him to be a miracle worker in their situation, which is kind of turning him into a magician, mm-hmm. in a way, which is not why he's here at all.
Which is interesting, though, he then uses this opportunity to go beyond being a magician to showing that in his application in this moment, he's going to point to a greater reality of himself. A couple days ago, the conversation with Martha, when Jesus says, I am the resurrection, he's going to give first fruits now, a foretaste of what it means for resurrection for all time and all people and everyone who will believe in him. And so in some ways, even in their desire to make Jesus a commodity in these moments, that he would respond at their most important need, they in some ways set up for Jesus to make a declaration about a greater truth.
From the very beginning of the Lazarus story, you have people more or less kind of trying to get Jesus off message, aren't they? I mean, whether it's Thomas or Mary or Martha, they all have their own agendas that they're bringing to him, but he seems to be plowing right through to a much greater intention.
Yeah, we get to see Jesus on that focus of moving to what he's been called to do. He's going to take death on, and as a result, he's going to bring life for all who will follow him.